Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here, and a shout-out to our friends listening on Baker, Montana's 960 KFLN AM radio, one of the great radio stations carrying The Good Stuff.
And also Sturgis, South Dakota, KBHB 810 AM, 105.5 FM. It's Big 81 Ranch Radio.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan a road trip to Valentine, Nebraska area. Whether you're going to the Arthur Bowering Sandhills Historical Ranch in western Cherry County or down to southern Cherry County for the great Sandhills Marathon Race or checking out the Refuge Lakes or right here in Valentine, one of the museums or the Niobrara River. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You might have noticed that they're not glossy, they're not fancy, they're not one of those urban agro magazines. That's true. They've bypassed all that glitz for real hard-hitting ranching news because that's what they know you want. Readers come for one thing, authentic agriculture insights. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
Well, with Father's Day coming up this weekend, I thought maybe we would say a little thank you to Jim Thompson and some things that were sent to him for Father's Day.
Very good.
Alyssa Thompson, to her dad Kyle, wrote this: to the father that read the entire series of The Chronicles of Narnia to me at night and created his own stories when we ran out of books to read. To the dad that goes out of his way to take me to lunch on Valentine's Day. The dad that taught me to love old things and appreciate the History Channel. To the man who never fails to love me, catches me when I fall, and is the best advice giver and godly influence in my life. To the teacher who shows me to trust God with all my heart and to always love people. To the dad that tells me I have to live with him forever and can't date until I'm 30. I love you. Happy Father's Day. I appreciate you more than words can say in one post. So then, in 2014, Kyle wrote this to his dad, Jim, on Father's Day. To the man who taught me to love long road trips, to appreciate baseball play-by-play on AM radio, to find great deals at auctions, actually that might be more genetic than teaching, to take every morning entrance by someone new, usually one of my offspring, as an opportunity to announce their arrival like a sportscaster, to value the accomplishments of team ropers, to remember a customer is looking for a quarter-inch hole, not just a quarter-inch drill bit, and always look ahead with optimism. Happy Father's Day from Kyle to his dad, Jim. And we want to wish all of you fathers out there a happy Father's Day this Sunday. Kim, what do you have today?
I have some facts about the Declaration of Independence because, you know, that's coming up soon as well.
Just a few weeks away, right?
Yeah. So I just want to share a few of those in our program. The Declaration of Independence is a document that indicates the founding principles of the United States of America. The Declaration is issued by the Continental Congress on July 4, 1776, and announced the separation of the 13 British colonies in North America from the United Kingdom. That significance means the public may want to learn more about the Declaration of Independence. While Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, it was carefully reviewed and modified by other members of the Continental Congress, notably John Adams and Ben Franklin. The Continental Congress actually voted for independence on July 2, 1776. The written declaration is dated July 4, 1776, but it wasn't actually signed until August 2nd of that year. So, not sure what's with all the dates. John Adams thought July 2nd would be marked as the national holiday. I would have too. 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence, but not all were present on that day in August when they signed it. While many know that John Hancock signed first with his prominent signature readily visible, it is believed that Thomas McKean of Delaware was the last person to sign it. Those just a few facts about the Declaration of Independence as we get close to the 4th of July.
Well, don't forget Father's Day coming up on Sunday, and I know that most dads are going to like a big, juicy steak on the grill. Even if it's just a hamburger, it says, I love you.
That's right.
Beef for Father's Day, right?
There you go. Absolutely.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.